My name is George Scanlon. I am on the CGN team. I'm a creative director. I also oversee live streaming for the conferences, like the CGN conference, the CGN International Conference that's coming up in just a few short weeks. Hopefully everybody that wants to be there can be there. Travel restrictions are opening up, so we're excited to have as many people as we can in attendance for the CGN International Conference. If you haven't registered, you can go to conference.calvarychapel.com and you can register there. So anyway, hopefully my connection is good today because I've got some snow and some sleet and some weather going on outside. Obviously, I am not in Southern California as I typically am. I mean, it does snow in places in Southern California, but no, I'm in Reno, Nevada, on my way to my sister's wedding, which is happening day after tomorrow. So yeah, I'm getting an experience in the wild Sierra Nevada weather right now. So hopefully my connection doesn't cut out. But today I'm going to have Pastor Nick Cady on with me, and I see that he joined. I'm going to invite him in just a second. And we're going to talk about some of the developing strategies that CGN has been working on this past year and going into the next year. We got a lot of exciting stuff. And this is part of a series that we've been doing on CGN, and I already talked about our Western partnership. And if anybody has any questions about the Western partnership, you can always send us an email to info@calvarychapel.com, and we'd love to get back to you. But there's plenty of great information about the Western Partnership on calvaryglobalnetwork.com. So let me see here. Let's see if I can get Nick in here. Let's see here. How does this? This is so fun. I love Instagram Live. I love live video. It's always fun to do these sorts of things. But okay, so I can wave at Nick. That's good, but that's not quite what I want to do. Let's see here. Send invites. Cool. So I'm going to go live, and hopefully he will get that request and join me. Oh, there he is. Hey, Nick.
Hey, George.
How are you?
Good.
Well, I was just talking to the audience a little bit about the weather that I'm experiencing here in Reno, Nevada. How are you guys doing in Colorado?
It's rainy, which is normal for us this time of year, but we do still get snow. We just had a bunch of snow last week. So yeah, May snow is like a thing here in Colorado. We say April showers bring May blizzards.
Well, it's funny because I'm not obviously not from a snow cultured area, but when I hear that it's snowing, you know, especially as I'm driving up through Reno and I'm hearing that it's snowing in springtime, it feels a little weird. It feels like we should be having flowers spring up out of the ground, not snow coming down.
Yeah.
But
yeah, glad you get to experience that. I'm looking out my window right now, looking at the snowy Rockies, but here in town, yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah, cool. Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the strategies that CGN has been working on right now. We've got some exciting stuff that we've been telling everybody we've been working on, but will you tell me a little bit about the 501c3 nonprofit status and kind of why that's important and where we're at in that process?
Yeah, I think it's important because for the last several years, you know, CGN, I think there's been, I wouldn't say it's confusion. I would just say it's like, okay, is CGN just Costa Mesa? Is it just, is it Calvary Costa Mesa? Is it an outreach of it? What exactly is it? And George, of course, you know a lot about this personally, but you know, CGN is its own entity. It's a collaborative group of Calvary Chapel and other like-minded churches working together for gospel, I guess, furtherance. I know there's a good phrase that you guys have come up with that. I'm trying to remember what it is. But the point being that it's important for CGN to have its own 501c3 because as people donate to CGN, it's important that they understand their donation. It's not just going into like the Calvary Costa Mesa General Fund, right? This is going towards church planting, towards church relief programs like you guys did or we did as CGN in 2020. And further collaborative projects like that. So I think it's a really important step, and I hear that good progress is being made.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting because the Calvary Chapel Costa Mesa has been, for the longest time, been the source of church planting throughout the Calvary Chapel world. And whether that was sending out leaders, raising up leaders, training them and sending them out, or even financing church plants and those sorts of things. And so, yeah, we're in a unique place right now with CGN where, like you said, it is not just Calvary Chapel Costa Mesa, just Brian Broderson's vision. And certainly his effort at the beginning of CGN was to set us on a course, set us on a track, but then his focus has been to raise up guys, that can be part of the CGN board. And with this collective board, this decision-making board, we have to start contributing collectively because, yeah, Calvary Chapel Costa Mesa is no longer the CGN piggy bank for church planting and for sending out guys. And so,
yeah, I think that's only right and fair, right? That it should move on beyond that.
Yeah.
It should be a collaborative effort. And I think that by having CGN become a separate entity, you know, they can still, though I'm sure that Costa Mesa will still continue to support, but it means that churches like ours, churches like whoever else is tuning in, you know, let's view this as something that we're doing together. This isn't just, receiving support from one church.
Yeah. And this is part of that kingdom orientation in ministry where, you know, we're not building up single little churches in single areas and just kind of out for ourselves to take care of ourselves. We really are part of this collective and beyond the CGN network. Yes, CGN is clearly defined as this network of like-minded churches, but we're just part of the kingdom. You know, we're a big toe or a pinky toe in this much larger thing. And I think thinking of everything, not just the direction of the movement, but even the finances for CGN, thinking about it as much more of a part of a global kingdom is a much healthier position than to just say, well, I think the rich churches should flip the bill. You know, I think this is all part of all of us coming together and doing this thing called kingdom. Yeah, mm-hmm,
for sure.
Yeah. So the next thing that I want to talk to you about, and I'd love to hear just how things are developing too. It's a program that I'm part of, and that's the church planting, kind of the assessment and equipping program for CGN. Talk to us a little bit about that and what that looks like.
Yeah. So for this particular program, I'm actually the team leader for this. We've got a team of, I think it's six other pastors, CGN pastors, who are helping to develop this. And what we're doing in the near future is that we're going to roll this out. Right now, we're kind of doing a pilot program of it, which is, you could think of it as kind of research and development type thing. So we're trying to...
Testing, right? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So we're trying to figure out the best way so when we roll it out, it's really solid and ready to go. But the idea here is that we want to create a mentorship-based relationship-based, something that's really true to our identity as Calvary Chapel and as CGN, that really focuses on relationships. But the goal here is to help church planters be prepared to go out and plant healthy churches that are going to survive and thrive and not just squeak by, but they're going to really be ready. And I guess the goal of it is to remove any unnecessary barriers, right? Anytime you plant a church, which I've planted churches before, and yeah, there's just some inherent hardship and difficulty that goes along with it. It's not easy. It's sometimes called birthing a church is better than planting a church as a phrase, because there's pain and effort involved, and yet it's beautiful. But I think there are some things where sometimes I know that myself, I struggled as a church planter in some areas that were unnecessary, if you will. Like if I would have perhaps been better equipped, then maybe I could have avoided some pitfalls and been farther along ahead in my journey. So that's the idea. Calvary Chapel has always had a great history of church planting. It's part of our DNA. We were doing it before it was cool, is what I like to tell people. And what we want to do is continue that legacy and use the relationships and the resources that we have at our disposal as a network to do that more effectively. And that's it. So this idea here is this. It would be a three-step process. And this is not competing at all with our Bible college system by any means. In fact, it really dovetails nicely with it in the sense that, let's say somebody comes out of Bible college and they want to plant a church. Well, instead of just saying, okay, go for it, sink or swim, we say, okay, well, let's help you by coming alongside. We're going to do an assessment. And that assessment would be really valuable for the church planter because it'll help them to get some other eyes on them, some older people, more experienced people who would be able to say, here are the areas where you're really strong, and here are the areas where you can afford to grow, and here's how we're going to help you grow in those areas. So once that assessment has been done, then we move on to the training aspect. We're partnering with Western Seminary, with Wheaton College out in Illinois, and a few other organizations to be able to do that training part. And that's what would you call decentralized, in the sense of you won't be sitting in a classroom per se, you'll be learning things online. But the entire time that you're learning things online, you're going to be in a internship style mentorship based relationship. So you'll be in a church doing church work, going through this process and being prepared for 9 months, you know, 2 semesters to be ready to be sent out and plant a church at the end of that. So at the end of that training time, there's also, you know, kind of a closing assessment thing where people, you know, they say, hey, here's how we see how you've grown, and we give you our blessing, send you out, and then plant churches. So that's the idea. It's going to be called Cultivate, and that program will be rolled out in the near future.
Wow. Well, that's exciting. And I love, you know, you as an international missionary. I think that plays a key part in this whole process is, you know, as you're doing intercultural missions, you have to assume, like you said, you have to assume a lot less. You can't just roll with things that you think, or even roll with cultures that you have adopted without realizing it. And so coming into this, you know, with you heading this up, I think is a really, really great thing, because, you know, having that missional mentality of just, you know, we've got to bridge the gap in culture. And I think you ask more questions than a lot of, you know, domestic missionaries just jumping out. And that's not to broad brush or anything, but I just think having this kind of international or intercultural mindset, especially when raising up, training up, and assessing guys that want to go out and plant churches, it really is important. So that, again, back to this whole this whole decentralized and networked mentality, you know, I love that we're able to utilize our resources, and so many of those are just perspectives and things that really come into really healthy perspectives when we come to church planting. So, no, that's great stuff, man. And so you said that'll be rolling out in the near future, and that's a 9-month program. You also mentioned, you talked about Western and you talked about Wheaton, but then we've also, it kind of goes into another thing that I wanted to talk about, and that's having like an online toolkit where we've got resources where people, not just people in this program, but anybody that's within CGN can tap into some really great educational resources and other types of resources. And can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So I know that this is being created. I'm excited about this because it's going to be something like, let's say you have people in your church who they want to grow in certain areas. Maybe you have people you want to train, you know, people, and maybe they're not ready, or they're not able to go off to Bible college, or maybe you want to keep them in house and train them in house because they're serving in your church and you want them to keep doing that. Well, this is an online resource kit that's going to be available for people. There'll be videos in there. There'll be, you know, perhaps some form documents, things like that, that people will be able to utilize and fit for their specific needs. But it's just the idea of, like, as a network, that's the idea. Let's work together for kingdom work, for gospel stuff, and let's do it together. Let's pool our resources so everybody doesn't have to create the wheel for themselves.
No, I love that, because so often, I mean, as a pastor, you're in your church and you're seeing people coming in and serving, whether that's in children's ministry or worship ministry or whatever, and you recognize, man, the Lord has a plan for them, and that's more than just what they're doing right now, and you want to pour into them. And so often discipleship and discipleship programs with churches kind of default to, I'll hang out with you when I can, but having some more resources, hopefully we can help supplement that process as you're praying into and pouring into lives in your churches. This can be a place where you can say, hey, you know, I want to schedule some time where you get in here and you just go through, you know, maybe it's this systematic theology course or something where you can just start really building up and growing and getting deeper into these things. And then we can have coffee and we can talk about what you learned and just create this kind of dialogical discipleship program within your own churches. But I like that you know, we want to encourage this in every church, but we also, as CGN, we want to help. We want to fan the flames and give the pastors, give the leaders at these churches tools to kind of press into deeper discipleship. So I'm sure that's one of those things when you're in your church, you're seeing people and you're like, man, I want to connect you with X, Y, or Z. Mm-hmm. So it's a great resource, or hopefully will become a great resource.
Yeah, and I see this as really useful for a lot of churches. Like, you think like big churches, what tends to happen is that they say, okay, well, we've got the resources and the people to be able to develop, let's say, a program or a class for this. But they're developing it from the ground up. Whereas I know that in smaller churches, you don't have the resources of the staff. You know, it's really helpful to be able to have these kinds of things available to you online that have been created. You know that they're good and they're solid, and you're able to give them to people in your church to help them grow.
Yeah. Yeah, no, good stuff, man. And that's, again, going back to, I love the desire for CGN. We really want to support the churches, you know, that mm-hmm. This isn't our program and get on board if you want, but we're out there like, and these different programs are the fruit of a lot of asking questions and praying through and just reaching out to guys and figuring out, okay, we're CGN, we're this network. How can we utilize our network? How can we pool our resources and help support you? And so this is one of those things that guys were like, man, we really could use something, some kind of a toolkit, or even like you're talking about, an assessment program for church planting, or, you know, the ability for us to pool our financial resources with the 501c3. So this is one of the things that I love about CGN, is just this kind of working together, this togetherness initiative, this unity of the church. I see John 17, you know, and that's kind of the goal and the attempt is like, let's be one with each other as the Father is one. And then we can use our resources collectively and be stronger and help support. So I think the last thing that I wanted to talk to you about is local connectors. And what does that look like? Because I think that's a big question. You know, how does somebody become part of CGN, or what is the process, or the assessment process of becoming a CGN church? And we're doing this a little bit differently and maybe a little bit more organically, but can you speak into the local connector idea and what that's for?
Yeah. So, you know, I am a local connector here in Colorado. And so I've had a little bit of experience doing it over the last, I guess it's been about a year and a half since we rolled out this concept of local connectors. What we want with the local connectors is that they're not authorities, meaning that they're not meant to, you know, be those who lord over you. As Paul says, right, in 2 Corinthians, we just want to be helpers of your joy. And I love that phrase. I always come back to that as a good model for leadership. But the idea of local connectors is that, like, let's say here in Colorado, if there's somebody who comes and they want to be part of CGN, which we have had several over the last year, particularly, you know, people out and they're saying, hey, I want to plant a church. Could I plant a church with Calvary Chapel? What does that look like with CGN? And or they'll say, hey, I am a church and I want to get associated with another group of people, like-minded people who are going to be able to pool resources and do these kinds of things that we're talking about. How do I get involved? And so what happens is that it's very relational, because that's who we are as Calvary. And so these people have reached out. We get together. We'll sit down. We'll talk on the phone. We'll kind of see, where are you at as a church? We have some kind of rubrics, if you will, that we look through. Okay, where are you at as a church, and how can we help you? How can we come alongside you? One of those things is that in our local areas, like here in Colorado, we just had a pastor's gathering. So that's one of the things. We invite those new people in the network into this fellowship. They're invited to network events. They're invited into some of the resources that are being created right now. But like I said, it's very relational, and the goal is not to lord over, but to be helpers of your joy.
Yeah. And it's helpful too to understand, you know, that CGN, Calvary Global Network, is not a one size fits all sort of thing. You know, and I think engaging with a local connector is one way to figure out, you know, and, you know, when you talk about like-mindedness, that doesn't mean that we're simply flexible beyond breaking or beyond borders or anything. I mean, that there are very, very clear-cut values, core values, desires, you know, directions. And that's not just, hey, anybody that wants to bear the name of Calvary Chapel in some way can be a part of it. But a lot of this is really being able to get to know, you know, what's the heart behind Calvary Chapel. And, you know, maybe doctrinally, you don't actually fit among us. And that's not to say we want to exclude you, but maybe you need to find a tribe where you feel like you can really connect. And, you know, we want to be that if that's what we are. But if that's not what we are, then it would be good to know, instead of just desiring the dove, in a sense, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, so when it comes to being a local connector, what does that look like if somebody, you know, say somebody is watching right now and they just want to dig a little bit deeper. Maybe they're not saying, Nick, I want to become a CGN church, but maybe they're like, I don't know if I want to become a CGN church. Where do I start this journey and how do I connect with you and figure out, you know, is this the right place for my church or is this the right direction for my church plant? What would be the process?
Yeah, so let's say, you know, they're in some area where they don't know who the local connectors are. One of the easy ways to do it, go to calvarychapel.com, go through there and or to calvaryglobalnetwork.com. You can see the local connectors for your area. And then if there's no way to contact them on there, then just contact CGN directly. And what's happened with me is that people have contacted CGN and calvarychapel.com, and then they've been put in touch with me. And that's worked really well. So I would say do that. If you need a way to connect, I think there's a form on there that you can reach out to Calvary Global Network, to you guys' office, and then they'll put you in touch with the local connector in your area.
Yeah.
And that person will reach out, like I said, very relational and just wanting to build a relationship. It's pretty easy to do.
Yeah. Yeah. And I like that because sometimes, you know, you read a website and you get the information and it's all there and it's all interesting. And I'd encourage anybody that is curious about CGN, curious about the Calvary Global Network, go to calvaryglobalnetwork.com. And there's a lot of resources on that that should help you to know kind of what ballpark we're in and where we are doctrinally and what we value and those sorts of things. And then who our leadership is and how that works. But then, yeah, you go to the local connectors page and you'll get to see all the different guys all over the world. And there's a little button there where you can connect with people. But I find that a conversation works so much better than just going step by step through all of the points and really kind of posing questions. Well, what about this? Or what about this? And you talk to somebody like Nick and you go like, yeah, you know, that completely fits. You know, I'm curious about where you are on this thing or whatever. And just trying to figure out like, yeah, you know, are you going to join CGN and then 6 months later get into like a strangling match with somebody because theologically you find that you're not among your tribe. So, we want to save headaches and really relationally connect with people and figure out like, yeah, can we partner together in ministry? And if we can, we want to, and we want to get you in. We want to support you with conferences and with resources and with tools for your fellowship and, you know, all of those things. So I love the relational aspect of the local connectors. You know, Nick, I'm going to direct you to like 99 personality questions.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, well, Nick, thanks so much for talking a little bit about some of these things. Are there any closing points or any closing statements you want to make before we end this?
No, I mean, I think that God's doing great things with CGN. One of the things that I'm really excited about, I know that 2020 was a hard year for everybody, and it hasn't really given up completely in 2021. But I've been so encouraged by CGN to see, like, in my heart and mind, this is how a network is meant to work together. We're pooling resources. We're creating things to help people. We're working together. There's a lot of communication, and I love that about CGN. And I think it's a great place for people to find a home as a church, both as members and as church planters and pastors. And I'm excited about the future.
Yeah. Well, thanks, man. I'm excited, you know, as I meet and get to know more and more of the CGN guys. Many of them I already know, but many of them I know their names, but getting to know them personally, I'm so excited about the people that God has brought together to be, you know, that's in a sense a pool of resources in and of itself, wisdom and experience and these sorts of things. And I'm so encouraged by the guys that God has assembled, and I'm so glad that you're overseeing what you're overseeing, and I'm just excited for the future of CGN and really, you know, essentially the future of the kingdom. Not that CGN is, like we said, the extent of the kingdom, but if God is working this in CGN and giving us this direction, and he's doing this in other networks and among other families of churches, there are good things in store. It's not all doom and gloom of 2020. There's hope,
right?
There's gospel hope in this broken world right now and for this broken world right now.
Absolutely.
Well, God bless you, Nick. Thanks so much for joining me. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, and if you want to know more about Nick, he is on the CGN website. If you go into the local connectors, and I don't know, you might pop up in other places, but how can they connect with your ministry there at Whitefields in Colorado?
Yeah, you can just look us up on whitefieldschurch.com, That's why FieldsChurch.com. And yeah, we're on the radio here in Colorado. So yeah, if you're in this area, it's hard to miss us.
Awesome. God bless you, Nick. Thanks so much for your time.
Take
God bless
care.
You guys. Thanks for joining us.